I have this yearning inside of me that to share the sermon, and just very feeling very joyful right now. Right? Yes.
刚刚那首诗歌的节拍就是要唱那么快，因为那是一个很 powerful 的诗歌哈。但是第一次唱的人，可能一下子不容易进到里面。
The previous hymn was supposed to be that fast, and it's because it's really powerful. So for the people who were singing it for the first time, it might be a little bit difficult to take to be part of it, to really be part of the song.
所以呢，因为我们所唱的这个诗歌充满了真理。
Because in the hymn it's full of truths.
神告诉我们真理，不是要让我们头脑知道而已。
When God tells us the truth, it's not just to let us know it in our head.
他要我们进入真理所述说的实质。
And He wants us to enter the reality described by the truth.
那这首诗歌里边述说的真理。
And so the truth described by the hymn.
非常宝贵
It's very precious.
也是神要我们进入的那个实际
And it's what God wants us to enter the reality of.
所以等一下我们讲完道以后，我们还要再唱。我会有点提醒大家一些点。
After the sermon, I would like us to sing it again, and maybe I'll remind everyone like some tips.
好。我先来讲，这个我讲两部分哈。我们先说，古时候的大卫王，他一生活着，给世人很大的祝福。
There are two parts I want to talk about today. The first part is about David, and throughout his life, he gave us a very great blessing.
因为他爱神
Because he loved God.
他的心好像是要追随神
His heart, it's as if his heart is following God.
所以圣经说神说他是一个合神心意的人
And that's why in the Bible it says that David is a man after God's own heart.
所以神就借着他他的一生
So God uses his life
把一些真理就讲给我们了
So through David's life he was telling us some truths
比如说他讲到上帝这么伟大我们要赞美他
So for example when he said how great our God is we need to praise him
他把赞美神这个真理告诉我们。
He tells us the truth of praising the Lord.
你知道，按着神的大德、大恩、爱赞美他是一个门。
So you know that when we praise the Lord through praise the Lord because of His virtue, His love, it's.It's a door, yeah.
那我们在以赛亚书六十章十八节，我们不用看哈，我讲一下就好。以赛亚书六十章十八节就说，神一个圣城，进入圣城要经过门，那个门就叫做赞美。
In Isaiah chapter 60 verse 18, we don't really need to take a look at it, but it's talking about.To enter the holy, chapter 60, verse 18. It says to enter, no longer will violence be heard in your land, no, nor ruin of, or destruction within your borders, but you will call your walls salvation and your gates praise.
对，好，我是举这个例子，他是一个先知， 常把神的心意说出来。
David was a prophet, and he oftentimes revealed God's heart.
我觉得他给世人最大的贡献就是写诗篇五十一篇。
And I think one of the best contributions that David gave us was Psalm chapter 51.
全世界的人都是罪人。
Everyone in this earth is sinners.
这一首诗篇给我们全世界的罪人莫大的希望。
And this psalm gives everyone, all of the sinners, great hope.
我们看五十一篇第五节。
Let us read Psalm chapter 51, verse
5. 诗篇五十一篇第五节。他犯了罪以后。他被神光照，他就写下这个忏悔诗。
So after he sinned and he was and God revealed it to him his sin, he wrote this psalm.
第五节
，verse five.
我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。
Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me.
那我们可以把这个我写成讲成我们。我们是在罪孽里生的，在我们的母亲怀胎的时候，我们就有了罪。
We can change the I here to we. Surely we were sinful at birth, sinful from the time our mothers conceived us.
罪就是死的毒钩。
Sin is the sting of death.
所以死就临到我们世上的众人。
And because of sin, death has come upon all of us.
这个死就把我们跟神隔绝了。
And this death has separated us from God.
如果不是那个背负我们的罪，跟除掉我们罪的神的羔羊，我们是没有办法跟神和好的。
If it wasn't for the Lamb that bore our sins and help us to reconcile with God, there's no way that we could be reconciled to God.
你知道，神造我们，神是爱。
You know that when God created us, God is love.
是爱，他就要把所有的好的，就输送给他所爱的对象。
So, so he wants to give all the good things to the one he loves.
可是罪呢？神爱我们，可是因着罪，好像是一个铜墙铁壁，就把神要对我们的祝福就挡住了。
And sin is a barrier.That blocks off God's love for us.
你知道圣经讲说，从天上的神来的都是好的。
And the Bible says that all that is from heaven is great.
对我们的身心灵都是好的。
It's good for our body, mind, and soul.
可是如果耶稣没有帮我们打破这个阻隔
，But if Jesus didn't break the barrier.
我们就拿不到任何一点好处。
We cannot receive any of the blessings.
所以以前还没有信主的时候
，So before becoming a Christian,
天是天，我是在地上的人，与我无干。
Heaven is heaven. I'm on the earth. There's not. It has nothing to do with me.
所以我们唱一首诗歌说，感谢耶稣。
So we sing this hymn called Praise Jesus.
因为认识了耶稣，天堂的路就打开了，通天的路就打开了。
Because after knowing Jesus, the path to heaven has opened.
所以这个伟大的救恩，十字架，耶稣就是借着在加略山那个十字架的救恩，打破了仇敌的这个头。把这个门打开了。
So Jesus, at the cross is what breaks open, this barrier because he has crushed the head of Satan.
那你知道神爱我们，他造我们的目的是要借着我们彰显他的荣耀。
We know that God loves us and that to create, He created us to manifest His glory.
对，所以他造，圣经讲，他造我们是按着他的形象造的。
So when He created us, He created us in His image.
那当亚当夏娃堕落以后
，So when Adam and Eve sin.
我们呢，跟神远离了。
We've become distant to God.
我们成为罪孽之子。
We become children of sins.
神呢，借着耶稣基督要把我们挽回。
And so through Jesus Christ, God wants to redeem us.
所以圣经讲怎么挽回。
So in the Bible it says, how does He redeem us?
我们看一下以弗所书第四章。
Let us
以前我们讲过，今天我们还要讲。以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以前我们还没有信主的时候，我们存虚妄的心。
So before we became Christians, we had hearts that did not belong to God.
以弗所书第四章十七，我们先读十七到十九节。
Verses 17 to 19.
好，我们一起来读哈，第四章十七到十九节。所以我说，且在主里确实的说，你们行事不要再向外邦人存虚妄的心行事，他们心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬，良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。
So verse 17, so I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity and with a continual lust for more.
好，二十节到二十四节，我们再一起读。你们学了基督，却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑，渐渐变坏的。又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
So verses 20 to 24, you, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him.In accordance with the truth that is in Jesus, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God, in true righteousness and holiness.
你看，我们的旧照被罪玷污了。
You see that our old self was tainted.By sin.
而且是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
And it says it's because of deceitful desires, corrupted by deceitful desires.
那现在神要我们恢复，挽回过来， restore, 要恢复。
And so now God wants us to be restored, to turn around to Him.
所以我们 也是要脱去旧人，穿上新人。
So we need to be made new in the attitude of our minds and to put on the new self.
那就让我们的这个旧人呢，逐渐的减少一点，减少一点，然后新人就增加一点，增加一点。
So when our old self slowly becomes decreased, becomes less and less, our new self can grow more and more.
一个替代，神用他的生命来替代我们的旧照。
So it's a replacement. So God replaces His life with our old self.
然后渐渐呢，我们的旧人就越来越衰微。
And slowly our old self becomes weaker.
新人就越来越丰满。
And so our new self becomes more abundant.
以后以至于人越来越多看到的是神的真理跟圣洁的形象。
And so other people can see that inside of us, they can see an image of God's holiness and righteousness.
这是神给我们的救恩。
And that is the salvation that God has given us.
以至于我们到后来可以彰显神的荣耀。
And so that eventually we will be able to manifest God's glory.
弟兄姊妹，这是为每一个信主的人应许的真理。
Brothers and sisters, this is a truth that has been promised to every Christian.
我们刚唱那首诗歌说，英文说 ，I believe the true report.
So in the hymn that we just sang, in English it says, "I believe the true report."
我相信那真实的 report， 天上来的报道，救恩的消息。
I believe that the true report from heaven.The report from heaven.
如果我们真的相信，
if we truly believe,
我们就会去接受它。
We will receive it.
我们的脚步就会踏上去。
Our footsteps will walk on the path.
你知道以前神跟约书亚要约书亚率以色列人进迦南。
So when God wanted Joshua to lead the Israelites into Canaan,
他说神要把这地给他们。
He said that God wanted to give them the land.
神说你们脚掌所踏之地就要给你们，照着我跟摩西应许的都要给你们。
And God said that just as I've promised Moses that wherever you walk, wherever you step onto, I will give you the land.
这个脚掌所踏，就是我们刚刚讲的，就是我们要立志追随耶稣，要起而行来跟随他。
So when we talk about the steps that you have taken, it's not just it's also talking about that when we determine to follow Jesus, the steps we take in following Jesus and being committed to Jesus.
那圣经有很多地方都讲到。哪一些真相信的人，他们就信从，不止信，而且从信从跟随。
So in the Bible, it also says that those who truly believe, they will trust and obey, not just to trust, but that they will obey, they will follow God.
那神对他们的应许就会应验在他们身上。
And so that God's promises that have got the promises that God has given will be fulfilled in their lives.
我用十处圣经跟大家讲关于这个救恩在新约里边有十处圣经多么奇妙。
So I want to share with you 10 places from the Bible about salvation.
圣经本来听说本来是没有分章分段的哈。
I heard that in the past that people said the Bible wasn't separated into chapters and sections.
是后来就是为了方便阅读研究者他们把它分段。
So that later on because the scholars it's easier for the convenience of the scholars they separate it.Into chapters and sections and verses.
以至于我们后人要读比较方便。
So that'll be easier for us to read it.
但是神容许。
But God allows it.
连这个事神都介入其中。
Even in this, God was involved.
圣经里面有旧新约里面有很多三章十六节，都跟救恩有关。
And so, in there are many places in the Bible, chapter 3, verse 16, it talks about salvation.
是很有意思的是，我们一起来看好不好？第一个地方，大家都知道哪一个三章十六节？
John
三章十六节，对不对
？Let's look at John chapter 3, verse 16.
我们都会背，神爱世人。甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Okay, so the English, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
第二个三章十六节，约翰一书。
Another chapter 3, verse 16.
三章十六节。
First John chapter 3, verse 16.
借着十字架的救恩，我们明白了神舍己的爱。
Through the salvation on the cross, we understand God's sacrificial love.
因着他这爱活化在我们的心里，我们被感动，也来爱他。
Because this love has been manifested in our hearts, so that we are touched and that we follow him.
十六节，我们来读。主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。我们也当为弟兄舍命。
This is verse 16. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us.And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers.
从这一节圣经，神让我看到爱的质数。
And through this verse,
the elements of love.
It has shown us the elements of love.
要舍己的成分。
It has an element of sacrificial love.
当我跟一个人说我爱你的时候
，When we say I love you to someone,
是。不管你怎么样，我就是爱你，这是有一个舍己。不管我喜不喜欢，我就是爱你。
And that no matter what this person does,
可爱不可爱
，whether he or she is lovable or not, that we love them.
好，那如果我说我爱你啊，可是我一直要坚持我的。一个做法，我的 desire， 那这个不叫爱，
so、
这个只是喜欢。
So if you tell a person I love you and yet you disagree with what they're doing or what they're doing and then you insist on your own opinion, then it's not true love. Then it's more like you like the person.
我想我简单讲到这里哈，也不然我时间不够哈。就是爱一定有一个舍己的成分，
so、love,
不然就不叫神的爱。
So、to sum it up, love has element of sacrifice.
第三个地方，我们看加拉太书第三章十六节。
Okay, the next part is Galatians chapter 3.
青年人最近在读加拉太书哈，第三章十六节，这边讲到神应许的救恩是借着一个人来的，就是那一个人。
And here it talks about that God's salvation, has come through one person.
十六节我们一起读，所应许的原是向亚伯拉罕和他子孙说的。神并不是说众子孙指着许多人，乃是说你那一个子孙指着一个人，就是基督。
So the promises, verse 16, the promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. The scripture does not say and to seeds, meaning many people, but and to your seed, meaning one person who is Christ.
所以救恩是从基督来的。
So because so salvation it comes from Christ.
这位基督就是创世之前被立的被杀的羔羊。
And this Christ, is the one who has been established, and as the Lamb before creation.
Yeah. 好，第四个地方我们看路加福音三章十六节。
And let's look at Luke.
对不起，我前面那个我再补充一点哈。所以世界上有人在讲什么救恩什么，离开基督没有救恩。
So the salvations that people talk about in this world, apart from Jesus, there's no salvation.
因为没有十字架上基督的替死，我们的罪不能除掉。就没有拯救。
Because if we do not have, Jesus died on the cross, and if he did not replace, he did not take the place of our sinful nature, take the place of our sins, then we would not have been redeemed.
Yeah. 第四个是路加福音第三章十六节。
The fourth part is Luke chapter 3 verse 16.
这边讲到，我们先来读三章十六节。施洗约翰说：“我是用水给你们施洗，但有一位能力比我更大的要来，我就是给他解鞋带也不配，他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。”
Verse 16, it says, John answered them all, I baptize you with water, but one more powerful than I will come, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
这个地方告诉我们，我们得的救恩不只是悔改的洗礼，不只是愿意悔，表示要悔改。当我们愿意悔改，
okay.Here it tells us that the salvation that we receive is not just from repentance. When we are willing to repent,
我们仰望那一位用圣灵跟火给我们施洗的基督。
When we are willing to repent, we look upon the Christ baptized us with Holy Spirit and fire.
他会用圣灵跟火来给我们施洗。
He will baptize us with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
我们知道洁净有几种层次。
We know that to be sanctified, there are several steps. There are several layers.
我如果看这个地方脏，我拿个扫把扫一扫，也洁净，对不对？
If I see that there is something dirty here, I can take a broom and clean it up.
可是有一些沙。你是没有办法很彻底。
But then there are grains of sand that we cannot clean it completely.
所以有时候你用水把它冲一冲。
So sometimes you use water to wash it.
用水冲。有时候有一些渣子是用水冲也弄不掉。
And sometimes there are
特别是
that water cannot be washed.
特别是比如说戒指。或者是金属，你里边有那个东西，你不一定弄得掉，因为它夹杂在一起，要用火去烧。
And sometimes there are dross in things like metal or things like the metals in the ring. There's nothing that you can clean it with, but with fire.
所以圣经有讲到，就是我们要过去不好的行为，我们不要。这个是第一个层次的，对不对？
So the first step is that the former sinful behaviors we had
止住那个不好的行为。
We're going to stop doing them.
以后呢？可是我们的心思需要被改变，才会影响我们的行为，愿意改变，对不对？
But then our thoughts at the thought level, the thoughts and our heart needs to be changed.
那圣经说，神用水借着神的道把我们洗干净。
And in the Bible it says through the Holy Spirit with using God's words, He washes our heart.
那另外有一个是神用火。
And then the last one is that God uses fire.
那个以赛亚书那边说，用焚烧的灵烧掉锡安女子的污秽。
So in Isaiah it talks about how God uses fire to clean, to get rid of the blemishes of the daughters of Zion.
还有一个另外一个地方说，我们用金银宝石建造。
And the other place it says that when we build using gems and diamonds.
那有时候有掺杂，然后那个火一烧，就把不属神的就烧掉。
And sometimes there are things that are ungodly that is built with it. So when God's fire is set up, when this foundation is set on fire, whatever that does not belong to God is burnt away.
所以神用圣灵跟火给我们施洗，就可以更加彻底的来洁净我们。
So when God uses the Holy Spirit and the fire to baptize us, He can cleanse us even more.
不仅洁净，那个圣灵跟火本身也是在我们里面带出一个很强的一个全能。
It's not just for cleansing, but also when the fire, the Holy Spirit and the fire also brings about a very powerful power.Strong power in us.
第五个提摩太后书三章十六节，这个我们都会背哈。
The fifth one, Second Timothy, chapter 3:16.
我们如果我们要确保我们一直在这个救恩的里面，我们要留意这一节提摩太后书三章十六节。
If you want to be guaranteed, you want to be sure that we are.Always in the boundaries of salvation, we need to be very careful right here.
圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
Here it says, all scripture is God-breathed and is used for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
叫属神的人得以完全
，so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped，
预备行各样的善事
，may be equipped for every good work。
那个意思就是说，预备我们可以凡事遵行神的旨意。
And what this means is that it's preparing us to follow and obey whatever God's will is。
好，那哥罗西书。第七处，哥罗西书三章十六节。
The seventh part, Colossians.
三章十六节，这边讲什么
？Colossians chapter 3.
当用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫。心被恩感，歌颂神。
Okay. Colossians chapter 3:16, it says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God."
把神的话藏在心里。免得我们得罪他。
Store God's words in and truth in us, unless we offend Him.
这就是诗篇一百一十九篇哈的话。
This is from Psalm chapter 119.
那个耶稣也曾经讲说，圣灵来。
And Jesus has also said that when the Holy Spirit comes,
要叫你们想起我对你们所说的话。
And it will remind you of what I've told you.
那在耶稣的那个时候，耶稣跟他们讲很多话，圣灵呢会提醒他们耶稣跟他们讲的话。
And in that time, Jesus has said a lot of things to his disciples, and that when the Holy Spirit come, the Holy Spirit will remind his disciples of the things that Jesus has told them.
那我们这些没有跟耶稣一起活过的人，我们怎么样让耶稣对我们说话？
And these and us who have not seen Jesus in the physical world, how can we be reminded of what Jesus has told us?
这就是上次我讲的不可少的一件事，在耶稣脚前听他讲话。
And this is what I talked about last time, that the one thing that we cannot lack, and that is to be at Jesus' feet. And to listen to his words, and this includes reading the Bible.
所以我们用各种方式把神的话放在我们心里。
So we use different methods to help us to put God's words in our hearts.
记忆体在里面。
So that the memory is inside.
所以什么时候我们在人生的过程里面，我们祷告主，有时候圣灵就提醒我们。储藏在里边的神的话。
So that whenever we go through life and we are praying to God for whatever we're praying for, the Holy Spirit will come and remind us and will call forth the words, the truth that is stored in us.
所以非常方便哈。啊，第八处，腓立比书三章十六节。
Philippians
三章十六节。
Chapter 3, verse 16.
这一节我要请大家特别注意。保罗讲到，我们就是要竭力向着标杆直跑，哈。那可是他说十六节，然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 6.Chapter 3, verse 16. It says, Only let us live up to what we have already attained.
我这一节我特别感受到，不要 copy 别人，不要模仿别人的怎么讲？不要随便的去模仿别人的做法。
This verse reminds me that we should not copy, out of our own will copy what other people do, that their way of doing things.
因为神对这个人的带领是这样，他不一定是这样带领你。
Because sometimes God has a leading for one person to do certain things.He might not have the same leading for you.
我觉得这一节曾在提醒我们，我们救恩是很个别的跟神建立关系的一件事。
Salvation is a very personal thing that we have with God.
你想想看，天上的神要来跟我建立一个生命的关系，是多大的抬举啊！
And so that when we think about that God in heaven, he is building a relationship, a personal relationship with us, how worthy we are in that sense.
你想想看，如果今天一个很棒的世上的君王要来跟我建立一个很个别的关系，我会不会觉得我无比的被抬举？
So if you think about it, if a king of this world wants to establish a personal relationship, a personal friendship with us, we would be very honored.
那现在是万王之王，要来跟我建立一个个人的关系。
And now is the King of Kings. He wants to establish a relationship with us, a personal relationship with us.
我们是不是应该要很宝贵？
And shouldn't we treasure it, cherish it?
这件事是世界上最重要的一件事。
This thing is the most important thing in this world.
因为如果没有这件事，就没有永生。
Because if if there's no such, if there's no relationship, there's no eternity.
有一天我们都要离开这个世界的。
And one day we will all leave the world.
没有一个人可以免掉。
And no one is immune to that.
除非那个时候耶稣来了，我们还活着。
Unless Jesus is coming back and we're still alive.
每个人都要跟世界说拜拜。
And everyone will say bye to the world.
那个时候我们什么都不能带去。
And at that time, we can bring nothing with us.
我真的看过好多个在世活着的时候很辉煌腾达、很风光的人。
I'm seeing many people who, when they were alive, they were successful and they were, you know, glamorous.
可是当他们离开世界的时候，很可怜。
But when they leave the earth, it's very pitiful.
因为他免不了生病。
They're not immune to sickness.
他没有办法使自己永活不死。
They cannot help themselves to live forever and not die.
就像亚历山大帝，他那么年轻，征服欧亚非。
Just like Alexander the Great, he was so young and he conquered so many places.
他离开世界的时候，他那么年轻，三十几岁，离开世界的时候。
When he left in his 30s.
就把棺材挖两个洞，他的手伸出来给大家看。他走的时候两手空空。
He dug two holes. I mean, people dug two holes for his.
他叫人家这么做。
He told people
两手空空。
He told people to dug two holes in his coffin and put out his hands that when he left, there's nothing he took with him.
愿我们的心能够被这些事实叫醒。
Let our hearts be reminded.By this truth.
离开世界的时候，我什么都不能带去。
When I leave this earth, there's nothing I can bring.
只有一件事可以带去。
Only one thing.
耶稣在我里面的生命。
And the
主的生命。
The life of Jesus in me. God's life.
对，这位神在我们活着的时候，他来邀请我们跟他建立关系。
And so when this God is.While we're alive, this God invites us to establish this relationship with Him.
甚至他要成为我们的好朋友。
He even wants to be our good friend.
为什么我们不宝贵呢？
And why don't we cherish it?
那当我们跟神建立这个关系，我们可以跟他祷告。
And once we have this relationship, we can pray to Him.
那很多事情关于我们的事，他可以来当我们的 counselor。
And things that are concerning ourselves, he can become our personal counselor.
那所以，我们生命到什么地步，应该怎么做，他会让我们知道的。
So, where we are in our lives and what we should do, he will let us know.
所以，我们基督徒不要自己。依靠别人来给我指引，我应该要在平常建立跟耶稣的关系，让耶稣真理的灵来指引我。
So we Christians shouldn't depend on other people's suggestions for guidance. We should lean on Jesus' guidance from the daily personal relationship we have with him.
所以当保罗在这个地方讲到我们要竭力追求向着标杆直跑。
So here when Paul was saying that we should follow the Lord and run after him.
我看到很多人哦，他们现在都什么天显现啊，他们的灵被提到天上啊，很多这种很多人就一窝蜂的要往这个方向去。
So these days, a lot of people, they talk about their dreams and that the heaven was revealed to them. And a lot of people want to swarm up to these kind of visions.
我们不要跟人家，不要去学人家那个样子，那个是虚浮的。
We don't need to learn to talk like that.
我们要从心灵里边来跟耶稣祷告。
We shouldn't put too much emphasis on those kind of things
and that we need to pray from our hearts.
Okay, 好，另外一个就是第九个，就是哥林多前书第三章十六节。
And the ninth one is First Corinthians
三章十六节。
Chapter 3, verse 16.
这个都跟我们的救恩有关哈，因为我们的救恩是丰盛伟大的救恩。
This has everything to do with our salvation because our salvation is great and abundant.
岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？
Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you?
神的灵就 住在我们里头。
God's Spirit lives inside of us.
基督的灵，真理的圣灵住在我们里头。
Christ's Spirit and the Spirit of the Truth lives inside of us.
这是世界上的宗教没有的，除了耶稣基督的信仰，其他没有。
This is nothing that nothing that the religions in this world can offer, other than the faith in Christ Jesus.
好，第十个，提摩太前书三章十六节。
And the last one, First Timothy, chapter 3, verse 16.
这一节之前，保罗讲到说。
Before this verse, Paul was talking about.
永生神的家就是教会，教会就是真理的柱石跟根基。
So he talked about that. God's household is the church of the living God. It is the pillar and the foundation of truth.
然后他就讲十六节。
And then he talks about chapter 16.
你看他先讲十五节，讲到教会，然后接着讲十六节。
So he talks about the church, and then he talks about verse 16.
大灾近前的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义。被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
Beyond all question, the mystery of godliness is great. He appeared in a body, was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached among the nations, was believed on in the world, was taken up in glory.
好，所以我的体会哈。我给你们参考，你们如果不同意，那你们就放在心里祷告就好了哈。那我的体会是，三章十六节不只是讲耶稣。
This interpretation that I have, if you do not agree with it, you can put it in your heart and pray about it. But from my interpretation, I believe that this is not just talking about Jesus.
因为耶稣是初熟的果子。
Because Jesus is the first fruit.
其他的，我们后来的是按着次序，复活，按着次序。
And the other people were by the in accordance were we are resurrected.
所以这个也可以应验在我们的生命中，
and so,
某种程度也可以应验在我们生命中。
In a way, some of this can be manifested in our lives.
我没有想到花这么多时间讲这个哈。好，现在我很快讲到，我们刚唱那首诗歌哈，280，那个我们刚唱那首诗歌，就是我以得佳美信息哈。
So we're going to sing hymn 258.
285是英文的。
285.
266是中文的。
285.
这首诗歌最主要就是讲到神救恩，全备的救恩。
And this hymn is talking about God's full salvation.
From 外院
from the outer court,
然后祭坛
then the altar,
被洁净以后，然后进到第一层圣所。
So after being sanctified, we say the first the first layer of the
outer veil.
The outer veil.
然后进到第二层圣所 inner veil.
And then the inner veil.
至圣所。这个是神。
The most holy place.
这个是神给应许给我们的救恩。
So this is the salvation that God has promised us.
那外院他说我已从外院经过外院是不需要被衡量的。
It says that I have passed by the outer court and the outer court that we don't need to be measured or judged.
对因为那是留给外邦人的没有主生命的。
Because the outer court is for the Gentiles, it does not have Christ's life.
他说我把一切都献给耶稣。
He says that I give everything up to Jesus.
那英文说我呢 all on Jesus' side.
And the English version it says all on Jesus' side.
我一切都站在耶稣那一边。
Everything that I have stands on Jesus' side.
那一定得胜。
And that we will be victorious, definitely.
我们听过南北战争啊，我们都听过这个见证，对不对？好，有人说南军也在祷告耶稣使他们胜利，北军也在祷告上帝使他们胜利。那到底上帝要听哪一边的
？So we've heard of the story that of the civil war that the south they were praying to God and in the north they were praying to God. So God, which side should God listen to?
那林肯。听到人家一问，林肯说：“我不敢祷告，要神站在我这一边。”
And Lincoln, Abe Lincoln said that I dare not pray that God stands on my side.
但是我要求神让我们站在他那一边。
But that I pray that I and us that we stand on God's side.
那你就知道谁会得胜。
Then you will know.
对, 对，所以然后他说借祭坛，我们看希伯来书十章十节。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10.
我们凭着旨意，靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体。就得以成圣。
And by that will we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
那这个地方讲，耶稣一次献上他自己，就把魔鬼打败了。
And here it says that Jesus sacrificed himself once and for all, and that once he has destroyed.The Satan, the evil one.
那所以我们靠着这个，我们就可以成圣。
And that through this we can be sanctified.
但是我们这个还有肉体在我们的里面。
But we still have the flesh inside of us.
所以对我们来讲，我们不是一时一次就一步登天。
So for us, it's not once.That we can, become perfect.
我们乃是，我们是可以在成圣的这一个位份上。
We can be on the place. We can be at the place of sanctification.
对，一次又一次的让这个成圣在我们里边成为一个真实的事。
So we can be again and again become sanctified, so that sanctification becomes a reality in our lives.
所以他这个英文呢，你看，第一节他说，对罪对死，我能够夸胜。
The first verse says, "To sin and to death." I can overcome.
那他的英文呢？英文是讲 "To the world and the sin, I've died."
Oh, it says in the English version, the translation is to the world and sin I have died.
跟那个中文的不太一样，我觉得应该是英文的，是比较对哈。他说世界对我而言已经钉在十字架上。
So it's a little different between the English and the Chinese. I think the English maybe is the original one. But it says that.
保罗说世界对我而言已经钉在十架上。
That the world to me. Has been crucified on the cross.
当我们从借着耶稣的祭坛，那我们呢？第一个就是神救我们脱离罪。
Through Jesus' altar, and the first thing is, God helps us to leave sin.
Set us free.
Set us free from sins.
From sins.还有世界
and the world.
因为世界跟耶稣是相违背的。
Because the world and Jesus is in conflict.
世界的王就是魔鬼。
The lord of the world is Satan.
好，那所以在第一步借着祭坛应该是这样。然后下面呢，下面说我成为神的祭司，靠着主的宝血。
And then the next verse it says, I become God's priest through the blood of Jesus Christ.
就借着主的宝血，借着主宝血我得洁净，借着圣灵的亮光全能。
Through the blood of Jesus Christ, I'm cleansed. And through the blood of Jesus Christ, I can.
我可以日日夜夜住在至高至圣之境。
And that I'm empowered by the blood of Jesus Christ, and that I can live daily and night, day and night. Where is it? Day and night.
Day and night in the holiest place, so bright.
Day and night in the holiest place, so bright.
好，那都是借着耶稣的宝血，借着圣灵。
All of this is through Jesus Christ's blood and through the Holy Spirit.
然后他又说，你知道洗濯盆对不对？你要洁净，从祭坛然后到洗濯盆，然后呢，就第一层帐幕 ，outer veil， 第一层帐幕。
To the outer veil.
我经过这第一层帐幕，进到圣所。
I pass through the outer veil to enter into the holy place.
他说，在这里神的亮光隐藏。
At this place, God's light is hidden.
这是第三节哈，第三节有一句话，景深，你可以把这个歌词打出来。第三节哈，对，第三节有一句话，至圣地何等光明，下面敌权势全已失踪。哦，我好喜欢这一句话。
There's a part that says, "The holy place so bright." Thank you. Okay, let's see. I think it's a little different.
第三节一样。
But the blood has brought me in to God's holiness.
没关系，不要看，你看我这个就好了。
Okay. Actually.Which did once God's light conceal? O glory be to God.
中文的翻译有时候跟英文没有完全一样，但两个翻译都很好。Okay. 这个至圣地，敌权势全已失踪。我有一次唱这首诗歌的时候，这句话大大的在我的里面，哦，叫我觉得好有盼望。
So the section, the second part, the authority of the evil one has completely vanished. One time when I was singing this, it gave me a lot of hope.
弟兄姊妹，我们受造成为神的器皿 vessel.
Brothers and sisters, when we were created to become God's vessels,
我们的里面要装的不是不好的东西。
What we need to hold is not things that are ungodly.
人性有很多软弱。
We have, 对不对? As human beings, we have a lot of weaknesses.
骄傲、嫉妒、
jealousy, envy,
纷争、种种贪婪、
laziness,
greediness, 好，都可能在我们的里面。可是我们可以靠着主的宝血跟圣灵的全能把这些赶出去。我拒绝这些。
And all of those things, can sometimes be part of our lives, but, through the blood of Jesus Christ, we can, cast out all these, weaknesses, and we deny these things.
耶稣说我是世界的光。
Jesus said that I am the light of this world.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。
Those who follow me will not walk in darkness.
就必得着生命的光。
And they themselves, will receive the light.
什么时候神光照我里面？哦，我里面又有这个不合神心意的，我就在那个时候就把它赶出去。Mm-hmm. 耶稣，你的宝血涂抹。我不要这个东西在我的生命中。
And whenever God's light shines in us, and we see any of those weaknesses or anything that is not godly, we can take that opportunity to pray to God and to cast it out, and for because we don't want it to be part of our lives.
你在我们属灵的征战就是这样，因为耶稣已经赢得这个全然的胜利。
I know that this is part of a spiritual battle because Jesus has won, Jesus has become victorious over all of it.
所以我们可以借着我们心里相信，哦，这个 true report 已经从天上已经传来了。
So we can believe this, because of the true report from heaven, we can believe this, in our heart.
所以我心里相信，我接受，我心里相信。我口里宣告，就必得救。
So when I believe it, in our heart and proclaim it in our with our lips, we will be saved.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的里面就可以越来越有 power,
so that,
power of light.
So that, from within us, we can have, more of God's power of light.
什么时候神让我们经过一个考验，让我们知道我们里边有什么东西，又有渣子？我就把这个赶出去，不要它。
So whenever God, makes us go through certain things, and we realize that there are still dross within our lives, we can through the power of Christ get rid of it.
我们里面就会越来越有耶稣。
So that within us it will be, we will be more and more like Jesus.
你看耶稣的生命充满了能力。
You see that Jesus' life is full of power.
所以那个血肉的妇人呢，心里想：我摸他就会得医治。
And so the woman who was sick, thought that when she touched Jesus, she would be healed.
结果她一摸，耶稣就觉得能力出去了。
So that when she touched him, Jesus could feel that the power has left him.
你知道神要我们当得胜者。
You know that.God wants us to become overcomers.
这个世界都是堕落了。
The whole world has fallen.
因着人堕落了。
Because of people have fallen.
世界上有很多人住在那边。
In this world, a lot of people live there.
结果这个世界也被玷污了，也堕落了。
And so that this world has become, has been, contaminated. And
这个堕落的万物都在。盼望神的种子显现出来。
This fallen world, we're waiting, we're hoping, for God's son to return.
神的种子就是要这样子显现出来。
And this is how God's son will return.
所以我的里面可能是一个战场。
So that inside of us, it could be a battlefield.
我要降服于人性的软弱。
Will I be succumbed to?
啊，我已经比别人不错了。
I'm so much better than other people around me.
你的 standard 是跟人来比，还是让真理的圣灵当 standard？
Is your standard compared to other people, or is the truth of the Holy Spirit your standard?
亏缺神的荣耀, 就是不能达到神的那个 standard.
Falling short of God's glory will not help us. Is falling short of God's glory is not reaching God's standard.
我们进到这个第一层圣所里面, 那边有金灯台,
when we enter the
outer veil,
the outer veil,
第一层帐幕,
the,
里面有金灯台,
there is the lampstand,
有饼,
there is the consecrated bread,
有金香坛,
there is the
altar,
金香坛, altar of incense.
所以我们如果我们在那里面, 这个都在预表, 耶稣他就是光, 耶稣他就是生命的粮。
All of this is representing that God, Jesus is light, and that he is our daily bread.
如果我们跟耶稣相合同, conform to Jesus life, 如果我们是这样, 那我们从他得粮, 我们的灵命要刚强。
If we conform to Jesus' life, and we receive the bread from him, our spiritual life will be strengthened.
如果我们像耶稣那样, 拒绝黑暗, 信从光, 得着生命的光, 我们也可以发光。
So if we reject, if like Jesus, we reject the darkness, and we obey God's light, then inside of us, God's glory will shine through us.
我们可以用我们的心灵跟真实求告他，向圣徒的祷告达到天庭，就是金香坛。
Okay, so the altar of, just like the altar of incense. When we pray from the depth of our hearts, like the saints, and we pray to God, our answers will be heard.
这是神期待我过的生活。
And this is the kind of life that God expects us to live.
有一些人已经过这样的生活。
Some people already live a life like this.
像那个 Henry Gruber.
Like the guy Henry Gruber.
他就是这样，所以他的生命活出来的是满的荣光、喜乐、满的平安。
So that the person's life, Henry Gruber, his life is full of God's light and full of peace.
你若活出神生命的真实，人就会来信他。
If you live out God's reality, God's truth, people will believe in him.
Yeah. 所以, 后来第二层幔子就我们就进到至圣所。 好, 那,
the second veil, we entered the most holy place.
到最后呢, 神做我们的居所, 我就一直住在神的隐秘处里。
So in the end, when we become God's temple, we continue to live in to live under the shadow.
我们住在神的里面,
when we live in God,
什么事情要临到我们, 会先临到耶稣。
Whatever thing that happens to us, when we live in Christ, the thing will happen to Jesus first.
我们就会有安全感。
So we will have security.
感谢主, 我求神帮助我们, 可以的。 亚伯拉罕一开始并不是马上就大有信心。
I believe that we can do this. Abraham in the beginning, he wasn't like he had a lot of faith in.
因为是神，不是我们。Because
it is God, it's not us.
大能的工作是神做的。
The work of the work of great power is from God.
但是我们这一块泥土需要交在窑匠的手中，他才能做。But
this ourselves as this
clay, 我们就是 clay,
need to be handed over to the potter's hand.
我们彼此勉励，好不好？
Let us encourage one another.
好，我们再来唱这首歌，好不好？
Sing
我们这一次慢一点点，不要那么快哈。
Let's sing 266. A little bit slower than last time.
学小帮我们弹一下好吗？我们用一个主，我要走进去。神说，神跟约书亚说，你们脚掌所踏之地，我就照着所应许给摩西的，就给你们。
Let us take on the mindset of Joshua when he led the Israelites into the Canaan. God said that wherever you step on, where you put your wherever you step on, I will give you the land.
Okay. 我已得加美心